Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the Live Inspired Podcast, Monday Morning Moments with John O'Leary. We record these each week so you and I can begin these weeks and these days in awe and on fire with a burst of inspiration. We're going to jump into it today because when a movie concluded as a child, I usually would remain seated and watch all the credits until the very, very end. Part of it was about soaking up the movie theater experience and finishing my popcorn. Part of it was about listening to the music and being reminded through it what we just watched. And if I'm being honest with you, and why not, part of it was looking for people with the last name O'Leary to see if we had any distant family that happened to be involved in the film. I usually left disappointed by the last one. I know, I was kind of a weird child. When the last credits rolled up the screen and the lights eased back on in the theater, I always asked the same two questions. Who were all of those people just listed, and what could they possibly have done for this film? I mean, really, haven't you wondered the same thing when you watch a film? And who are all those people, and what job could they possibly be doing? Well, as the On Fire movie team rolls into the third month of painstaking post-production work, I'm gradually beginning to recognize the remarkable complexity of creating a film. These months of post-production work follow weeks of an intense shooting schedule, and that follows years of planning. My friends, in the next year, we'll have an opportunity to go to theaters and watch as our wonderful actors bring to life brilliantly the story of On Fire. We'll have us laughing and crying and applauding and utterly convicted that we can make a difference through our lives in the lives of others. And yet, and thinking about the actors on screen, my mind races to the tireless work of those behind the scenes. I think of Jordan and Christopher and Sarah, Madeline and Rachel and Hadley and Vincent and Colleen. This is a partial list of our production assistants who were on set before anybody else. They worked tirelessly through long days, and they were still on the set when all of us left at the end of each day. There were dozens of truck drivers, boom operators, lighting technicians, and camera operators. There were teams of security officers to keep us safe, medics to heal our wounds, and kitchen vendors to feed our bodies. There were key grips, swing gangs, set creators, pop makers, sound mixers, and dolly grippers. And yes, I had no idea what any of them did ahead of time. Now I know what all of them do, and I respect and look up to each of them. On Fire required 47 investors, 8 executive producers, a talented writer, a skilled director, 200 crew members, more than 50 principal actors, and larger than 1,000 background actors pulling all of this together. Literally thousands of tasks were executed each day by an army of individuals to capture this movie. And then the heavy lifting began of editing hundreds of hours of film into a single feature movie. Each contribution, each person, each task critical to the overall success. Such is the complexity with every film. Which brings us back to last night's 96th Academy Awards ceremony. As a few actors and a few directors accepted their awards and they thanked a few people, the reality is this. There's simply not enough time to acknowledge everybody. For that list, we'd have to actually sit down in a theater, popcorn in hand, and watch until the very, very, very end, and realize without the participation of a multitude of individuals behind the scenes, there is no movie, there is no star, there is no Oscar. And it's not just in movies where this is true. We all are recipients of profound love and amazing grace. None of us have accomplished great things by ourselves. We're not that good, are we? None of us have achieved success or overcome adversity all by ourselves. Today, as this week begins, let's acknowledge what last night's winners attempted to acknowledge. Let's recognize the people who helped us get to where we are. Let's use this moment to reach out and thank them for all they did to propel our lives forward. And let's not just stop with a few co-stars or producers or big names. Instead, let's honor the multitude of individuals who have helped shape the masterpieces that are our lives. Now, Our stories may not be recognized with an Oscar. This is true. But here's the thing. Awards rust. Fame wanes. And lights fade. But our lives remain stunning gifts. They are worthy of celebrating. We most certainly did not create them all by ourselves. And here's the very best news. The best of it is yet to come. My friends, I want to thank you for being part of our Live Inspired podcast family. I want to thank you tuning in this time. And until next time, my name is John O'Leary. Today is your day. Live Inspired.